No, it's been fantastic. It's nice to come to a new country for us, and a beautiful part of the country as well. Some beautiful landscapes here, beaches, etc. And it's, let's say, for more foreign people, one of the lesser known counties, but I think it's a kind of hidden gem that more and more people should visit and experience. But it's for sure, for what we're trying to look for, it's been a great start.
Yeah. Maybe you could tell us what's the purpose of, obviously, Tour de Guizhou Racing being here in Donegal, because something like this is very unique. It doesn't happen that you get a world rally team here in Donegal to test a car. So what is the purpose of this visit for?
Yeah, so we've come here with our Toyota Yaris Rally 2 car, which is, let's say, the customer-based car. And we've come here to develop the overall setup and the overall car for these specialist roads. So here in Ireland, the tarmac's very different to anything we find anywhere else in the world, anywhere else in Europe. There's a lot of compressions, broken tarmac, a lot of vertical. It's very bumpy. And it's something very unique that we really can't test for anyone else. And now we're starting to have more and more customers here in Ireland, competing in the national championship and regional championships. So it's also a way for us to support them to develop the car, make the car faster, more comfortable, and hopefully a rally winner here in Ireland.
Yeah, we're coming towards the end of the test. Has it been very beneficial for you over the last couple of days?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Firstly, I'd like to thank Donegal County Council for allowing us to have the road closures and allowing us to the flexibility that we needed to test here. I realise that it's something quite unique that's probably never been done before in Ireland. It's never been done that, let's say, a factory team's come here to do a proper closed road official test. But it's been great. They've been very accommodating. Also, Donegal Motor Club have done a great job to get us running and get us going and marshal the whole show and put all the organisations in place. And also the local residents have been fantastic, allowing us also to use their roads and support us in that way. So it's been great. So finally, we've got everything that we need from these last days here in Donegal. We've had a mixture of conditions, rain, dry, slippy, and then again a mixture of roads and something bumpy and broken, etc. So we can go away from here at the end of the day satisfied that we've got the car in a good place now and ready for the customers to fight for the championship here, yeah, in Ireland.
And fight, I'm sure, for the Donegal International Rally title, which is coming up next month. Like, Marian Evans brought the first ever Yaris 2 here to Ireland and to Donegal, and you've Eamon Kelly and Josh Moffat, you know, just to name a few, who are all sitting in Yaris. So we'll take it, all this information is going to be sort of relayed to those guys come Donegal in the third weekend in June.
Exactly, and those guys are all very keen to know what's been going on this week. They've been texting and calling and trying to find out what we found and what's new and how the car's faster. But we also understand that Donegal International Rally is a very important rally for the country, and it's renowned around the world as well for being a very beautiful rally, but also quite specialist. And there's been a few big names there over the years, and we just hope that the result from what we've been doing on the test here this week can translate into the rally and some of our customers can have some success.
We're going to speak to Chris Meek as well. Chris is the man who's been doing the test and very hugely experienced on the rally in front and taking on all sorts of surfaces. How key has he been for you over the last couple of days?
Yeah, he's been fantastic. I mean, Chris has a lot of experience on lots of different rally cars. And regardless of the car, the surface, etc., he's the type of character that knows how a car should feel and definitely knows what to expect from a car in a certain condition and what it should be. So it's been invaluable to have him here and use his experience and knowledge to help us move forward with the car and put the car in a more comfortable place for everybody.
Yeah, just moving away from what you're doing here, obviously world champions, Toyota Gazoo Racing, things in 2026 going exceptionally well. I think he's got the first top three places, if I'm right, yeah, in saying, in the championship at the moment, and the leading team as well. So you are continuing that form, that vein of form that you've had over this last couple of years. You couldn't ask for much more of the guys, could you, at the moment?
No, it's been fantastic. It's been fantastic that all our drivers have shown speed, especially Takamoto Katsutu, who's co-driven by one of the local guys, Aaron Johnston. They had two wins this year, which, yeah, is fantastic. I mean, even just to get the first win is a big step, but to get two on the bounce was great. So yeah, it's good to show that not only the car is fast or a certain driver is fast, it's great that all our drivers are showing speed. And that's nice going forward to the end of the year in the championship.
Yeah, you've obviously been around the world with the WRC, and we've had the WRC here previously in Ireland. What you've seen now here over the last couple of days, could you envisage maybe an Irish rally being part of the calendar at some stage?
I mean, it'd be amazing, and it's something that a lot of us would like to see, especially me personally. I think it would really add something completely different to the championship that we don't see already. It's like I say, it's very specialist and different here, but I think that's what adds some excitement to everyone, and it's what we saw back in the 2 years that we had, was it 07, 08, 08, 09, and it created a great buzz around the country, and it brought a lot of people to the country, and I think that's something important. There's a lot of fans that came from around the world, there's a lot of drivers that came, and I think that would be even more now this time, that it would bring a lot more people to the area to watch the rallies. It's something so different, special, and it's always been a very historically renowned event.
You're finishing up here now in Donegal with us, Test. What's next for a Gazoo Racing, Toto Racing engineer, because your work doesn't stop? Like, what's happening over the next couple of weeks for you?
Yeah, it is non-stop, unfortunately. So we're off to Japan next week. Obviously, there's a WRC event in Japan. And then following on the next few weeks, there's tests in Greece and Italy and etc. As we're also developing the new car for next year. There's a new regulation.
How's it going at the moment? Because there's a lot of input going under that, so there is.
Yeah, it's going great. There's lots of changes, there's lots of updates. The time scale is still quite short to be 100% ready for next year, but we're on track. Now we're trying to manage our efforts between Rally 1 projects, Rally 2 projects, and new projects for next year. So it's very, very busy within the company, but we've got some good feedback already from our drivers in Rally 1 who've been doing the testing and development. So we're also looking forward to next year to see how the new spectral and the new regulation will work.
Okay. Just finally then, it's been a long time since you were here in Donegal. What year was that? It was
2016, 17, I think it was.
Renault was it?
No, it was back with Ford at the time in M-Sport. Ford, yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully it'll not be as long the next time.
No, hopefully. Hopefully not. Hopefully, like we said, there'll be some rally WRC event here in Ireland, and hopefully also we sell more cars here in Ireland, have more success, and it means we can return year on year and do more tests and more development. It'll also be great.
Okay, listen, many thanks for talking to us, and the very, very best of luck with the next couple of weeks. You have a busy schedule ahead of you. Thanks, Lewis.
Thank you very much.